not to even say that is adding since nothing needs to be said and it is already so. But despite nothing to say, not to, I say. And not to simply clarifies that every one contains all, and all contain this very one. Saying it is easy, living it is something that seems to us to be difficult, despite there's nothing difficult about it. It seems that way to us, and because it seems that way to us, we believe and act and react as if it is difficult, as if it is something else and something strange and all the consequences of that in our life, in our functioning, in our responses to the conditions, which become instead reactions based on it's difficult. It's not the way that I want or I don't want. So speaking now is gilding a lily which never needed it, and still the gilded lily has its own particular beauty and place. Shoko writes, "We human beings all think there is something to accomplish, something to realize, some place we have to get to. And this very delusion, which is born out of having a human mind, is the problem. Life is actually a very simple matter. At any given moment in time, we hear, we see, we smell, we touch, we think. In other words, there is senses. We can call it sensory input. We interpret that input, and everything appears. Of course, interpreting the input is already going directly to hell, because we then don't see the all as this that we are. Instead, it's something that comes to us from somewhere else, somehow else. And once we go there, then we believe there are some else's that we want and some else's that we don't want, some else's that are better and some that are worse, some, and you fill in all the variations with some, and then the variations of should and shouldn't that we add on. We take not to and we create a ball game of for and against, my team and not my team, me and others. And we forget that it started out, it always is, not two, and instead we cheer for some and boo at others. We scream and yell about some things and we're so pleased about others. This is true for the most intimate of human experiencing, much less all the variations that we have, all the between self and others that we create. So we've had a chance these few days to be what we always are, be who we always are. This session, because it's so simple, straightforward, and ordinary, manifests this whether we, quote, know it or not, whether we intend it or not. And it offers to all of us, to each of us, and in this case it's to those here in Champaign on the corner of Prospect and Green, and those in the rest of the universe who show up on the internet, but are always not to with this very practice, this very moment. If you could, I would put not to on our forehead so that every time a thought comes, along with that, there's the subtitle, not to. Every time a feeling arises, there's this echo, not to. Every time we open our mouth, we could breathe out not to in the midst of whatever else we're saying, or hearing, or seeing, or feeling, or tasting, or thinking. No problem with thinking, except we miss all in one. We get caught up in alls and some alls and some alls not and some alls should and some alls shouldn't. And some alls are his and some alls are hers and some are mine. Speaking, of course, is, as I said, adding frosting on a cake that's wonderful just as it is. And that the frosting and the cake from the beginning were never two. So though I appear to add, though we appear to add, don't be fooled by that. I've spoken too much these past few days here and elsewhere, so I will cease to speak now and will go around. There are a number of people on the computer screen, not the computer, the TV monitor that we see in the Zendo, so we know they're here as well. And Lucian is kindly enough including them in this process.